This is Matthew's account, and he concludes by speaking about how when he got back, everybody saw he was back, and they brought all the sick, and they begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. So this is a revelation of Jesus. Now you might think, if they saw all this, why do they get so shaken? It's a good meditation, isn't it? I mean, like, here these guys are in the boat. Jesus is walking on the water. This is right after the multiplication of the loaves. And Peter says, "That's you. Tell me to come out and walk with you." Jesus said, "Come." He's walking on the water. He loses his confidence. I mean, this is getting scary. So Jesus has to pull him up, help him get back into the boat. You see? And then they're back there. And everybody sees him. And once again, they flock to him for all their needs, mostly the sick. Now, I think the meditation is, how strong is our faith? How convinced are we really? What do we do during the day to build our faith? This is a story about the Pope. Suppose you were Pope, woke up this morning and looked at this world, looked at all the ways the church is being persecuted throughout the world, spiritually could see the hatred mounting. Islam, communism, the mess in this country. And he's relying on this country, the Pope, to be the spearhead of the new evangelization. We've got the people, we've got the resources. Do we have the guts to do it? He could say, "Lord, help me, I'm sinking." But the Lord sustains him. And so, there's one little practice you can have. I've mentioned it before. There was a very holy Benedictine in the 16th century. His name was Dom Augustine Baker. He was a great spiritual director. And he wrote a book called Holy Wisdom. Now, as I think you've mentioned before, his English is very quaint. You know, I used to read it and kind of giggle. But the doctrine was great. If you want to live an interior life, in Old English that's, if you want to be an internal liver, then get a spiritual director. Find yourself a ghostly father. So, but if you get through the fun, really, of the English, this is what he's teaching us, and it's very important. He calls them forced acts of the will. Now, this has nothing to do with emotions, all right? But when you're driving in the car, turn off that blessed radio and make acts of faith. Oh God Almighty, I believe that you are one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that the Holy, Blessed Word of God became man, walked among us, taught us, healed us, died in an act of love for us, redeemed us, and is promising us eternal life. I believe. And just practice. I believe. And you get used to it, and it helps. You can do the same with hope. Lord, I look forward to seeing you. I hope, you know, I rely on you forgiving me my sins and bringing me, even if I pass through purgatory, to see you forever, to be with you forever, to be so rock bottom sure of your love for me as I see you forever. Lord, I love you. I love you above everything. I want to be with you. I want to honor you. Do you see how much you can do? Now, those are the three acts, faith, hope, and love, right? And it's a way to see if we can get a step ahead of Peter. So when things get tough, we don't sink. And if you sink, just hold your hand out. He'll pull you up. But it would be great if we didn't sink. And if we were clear enough and strong enough to help lots of people who are surely going to sink. As you know, how many days I stand here and I look out, see, at all our neighbors. Where are they? What's their life like? What are they thinking? Obama's going to save the day? They're all too bright to know that. What's going to happen? You know, I don't have enough money to pay the next mortgage payment. Am I going to be living on the street? Move out of my great big house and live on the street? They have nothing. They're singing along with Mitch. You know, this is the way to happiness and success, and to prove yourself and to be a big shot, big house. I know there are people living in the bigger houses more, down the street, where we're sort of in the slums down descent. And the bottom floor, beautiful furniture, rugs, pictures, everything. Upstairs, just sleeping on mattresses. It's all appearance. It's all show. And with people losing their jobs, can you imagine what they're going through? And unless we help them, this is all they've got. You remember the great 29 crash, and not that you were there, but you remember hearing about it. Guys were jumping out the window. They just lost all their money. So there's nothing more to live for. They can't face going home and not being able to take care of their family. They just can't face not having power anymore. So you see how important faith is. It's our touch with God. The gift of the renewal is an experiential faith. Baptism in the Spirit, as the Pope already told us, huh? The Pope said, the whole church has to be baptized in the Spirit. And you need to find what he meant. He said, you see, it's knowing, experiencing what we have been given in faith, in baptism, and confirmation. In other words, being aware of the Holy Spirit moving us, loving us, protecting us. So this beautiful gospel is a help to us. Practice your faith. Practice your hope. Practice your love. Practice your intercession. We have so many people within walking distance who need to hear about the Lord.